Hello and welcome to the Daring Home Decor Podcast. If you're obsessed with quirky interior design, then you've come to the right place. I'm your host, Cara Baker, cover girl of Homestyle magazine, serial decorator and content creator. On a mission to banish all of the white ceilings in my home, I'm here with positive vibes and bright lipstick to help you get confident with bold and unique interior design and show you DIY hacks and foolproof steps to create a personality-filled home with all the colour, pattern, pizzazz and glam. If you don't know where to start and are scared of what your friends might think, I got your back, girl. So if you're ready to unleash your creative flair and crush your home decor, then grab your paintbrush, put on those overalls and let's get decorating. Colour palette, how exciting is this? And if you don't have your colour palette, then you need to go back to episode 2 where I will tell you step by step how to create a colour palette for your home. And you can also get my free guide. I will put a link in the show notes and that will also take you step by step through creating a unique and individual colour palette for your home decor. And when you've done your colour palette, don't forget to come over to my Facebook group, Daring Home Decor, and share it with everybody. I say everybody, I've only just opened it, so I really hope that you all go along there and bear with it if you're the only one. And if you haven't already joined it, what are you waiting for? Get your ass on over there. I've actually shared my colour palette on the Facebook group, so come along and share yours too. I can't wait to see it. So in this episode, we're going to be covering how to actually use your colour palette, because there's no point in having one if then you don't know how what to do with it. Basically, it's like having a tool and not knowing how to use the tool, not having the instructions. Now, you could blindly do what you think may be the right thing, which I have definitely done in the past. But I'm going to tell you here now the best way to get the most out of your home colour palette, and you will be feeling like your own interior designer by the time I've finished with you. So I'm going to be giving you 5 tips you need for a successful cohesive look in your home. If you haven't already been over to my Instagram page to have a look at my home, then why haven't you? You need to go over there and give me a follow, and you will see if you look at my grid that everything looks cohesive. All the colours tie in with each other. And even though they're all bold and colourful, the whole grid as a whole has an aesthetically pleasing look because it's all cohesive. Now, that wasn't the case when I first started my Instagram page because my colour palette wasn't really planned like it is now. And when that is a way that I really noticed it, actually, by putting pictures of my house on my grid and thinking, oh, this doesn't look good. So having an Instagram grid with all your home decor on is also a great way to see whether your home is coming together and looking cohesive. So let's dive into tip number 1. You don't want to decorate each room in one individual colour. I've definitely done this in the past. I've basically treated each room as a separate entity instead of thinking my house as a whole. So I've seen some wallpaper that I like, for example. Regardless of what colour it is, I like the colour, I like the wallpaper. There's no other consideration that's gone into it. And I've decorated that room based on the colour of that wallpaper. So I've literally gone into that room with my hands over my eyes or my fingers in my ear saying, la, 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 I'm just ignoring the rest of my house. Subconsciously, of course, I wasn't doing that consciously, but that is really what you're doing when you're going into each room individually and not thinking about the rest of your house. So then I will go to another room and think, oh, I love that duvet cover. What colour is it? Okay, let's buy some cushions to match. Let's get some pictures that are the same colour or a complementary colour to that. And then, of course, going room by room, doing the same thing individually. Let's take, for example, the colour palette that I got from my calendar in the previous episode. So we had pink, terracotta, teal and mustard. Say this is your colour palette. What I'm saying is what you don't want to do is to decorate one room pink, one room terracotta, one room teal and one room mustard, because even though this is your colour palette, it's still not going to bring your home together as a whole. So just to repeat, tip number one, don't decorate each room in one individual colour. Now, if your home is like this at the moment, don't worry, guys. Mine was like it too. You can always tweak it. You can always start again. You can always add or subtract things. So this is why I'm here, to help you. So don't worry if that is the situation that you're in at the moment. It's not a problem. I think this is the reason why a lot of people go for a neutral home. And don't come for me, this is just my opinion, I could be wrong. But I think the reason is because they don't know how to add colour, or, well, they know how to add colour, but they don't know how to do it successfully. They're scared of getting it wrong, so they go for the safe option, which you can't really go wrong with neutral, can you? You can't really mix neutrals badly together. So just think, guys, if life was like that, and you never took any risks, or you never did anything outside of your comfort zone, what a boring life that would be. Yeah, we will make mistakes. Yes, things will go wrong, but we'll learn from our mistakes, and we will get so much out of moving outside of our comfort zone. It will just take us to better places. So don't ever let being scared of using colour make you decorating neutral. Make sure if you're decorating in neutral, it's because you love neutral. So tip number two is, don't throw everything equally into each room. And what I mean by this is, don't use the equal amount of each colour in each room. So if you've got one room where 25% of the colour is pink, 25% terracotta, 25% teal, and 25% mustard, and then you go into the next room and it's exactly the same, 25% of each colour, this will leave a very two-dimensional and flat-looking scheme, and there will be no interest or intrigue there. So that is something that you definitely need to make sure you're not doing. At the same time, you don't need to be throwing every single colour in your colour palette into every single room. Now, to me, symmetry just absolutely kills interior design. That's just my opinion. But if you think about it, the excitement is in the peaks and the troughs, and the big and the small, and the light and the shade. Having everything symmetrical and perfect just makes it more boring. Now, obviously, you do need a certain kind of symmetry when you're doing your interior design, but not totally. Don't symmetrize, that isn't even a word. Don't symmetrize your house to its death, because it will be the death of your home decor. Just think about when you're putting an outfit together, or you're getting ready for a night out, about the kinds of colors and things that you wear. For example, you wouldn't wear a blue dress and then blue shoes and a blue handbag and blue earrings and a blue hat. Maybe you would, but isn't that kind of boring? Most people probably wouldn't do that. And then at the same time, you probably wouldn't also wear a blue dress with pink shoes and a yellow bag and silver earrings and a gold watch and a rose gold bracelet and a orange hat, because that could kind of look ridiculous too. Now, you could wear a colourful outfit that had lots of colours together, but you would do it differently, wouldn't you? You'd, for example, you wouldn't wear silver earrings and a gold watch and a rose gold bracelet. You might have a blue dress with a pink bag and pink shoes, a yellow belt, and then gold earrings, bracelet, and watch. So you've got a few colours going on there. It's very bright, it's very popping with colours, but you still got a certain amount of cohesiveness to the outfit. And when you're decorating your home and doing each room, think of that in the same way, that you're not just throwing spaghetti at a wall. When you're going out and you've got your outfit on, you probably stand in front of the mirror and look how it all looks together. But as me, in my old house, going into each room, I wasn't standing back and looking at the whole house together. I was just focusing on that one room, which would be like putting an outfit together and just focusing on your shoes and, I don't know, then putting the rest of it on with a blindfold. You just wouldn't do it. So that is a good way to look at it, and will help you when you are planning your colour scheme in your home. So let's move on to tip number three, which is, use colour palette combinations in different amounts in each room. So for example, let's stick with our calendar colour palette. I think I might actually have this colour palette for my home, actually. I'm loving it so much. We have got 40% pink, 30% terracotta, 20% teal, and 10% mustard. And then in another room, you could change those percentages around. Again, I wouldn't do that, those percentages in every single copied in every single room, because the more you do it, the more it starts being contrived and symmetrical. So at the same time as you don't want the equal amounts in one room, you don't want equal amounts in every room either. So by using this method, you can actually paint different rooms in different colours. I'm just using paint as an example because that's normally the foundation canvas that you use when you're decorating a room. But when I said don't do each room in each individual colour, you can do it this way. Let me explain. So what you can do is you can paint one room pink, one room terracotta, one room teal. But then what you do is you're adding in the other colours too. So everything is working beautifully and cohesively together because you've not just got those colours by themselves. But that doesn't stop you being able to paint different rooms, different colours. So there's no hard and fast rules to this, guys. I mean, nothing's set in stone. I'm just trying to give you some kind of guideline, so to put you on the right track, just so that you get the best out of the colours in your home and how they look and how they work together. Also, by doing things this way, it gives you the scope to move things around your house. So if you moved an ornament from one room to another, it's going to look fine. It's going to still look great because it's not like you've taken one completely different colour and put it into a room that just doesn't contain that colour at all. So this is another good way because you can actually shop your home, you can move things around, you can keep things interesting. And the worst part about it is when you're actually going out and looking for things, you need to be strict with yourself and say, I am not going to buy that because it's just not in my colour palette and it will not go with any of the colours in my colour palette. So that is one thing that you do need to do, but it does get easier the more that you do that, because I've definitely seen things in the past and thought, oh, I really like that, I'm just going to buy it anyway, and then when I get it home, it just doesn't go anywhere, it doesn't look good in any room. So tip number four is add pops of colour. This actually gives me like pops of colour in a room. I'm looking here at my calendar again. Sorry to keep banging on about this calendar, but the pop of the cat, I said yellow cat before, but it's mustard. The pop of the mustard cat and the mustard plant pot just gives life to the room, to the colour scheme. I will actually share this on my stories. So if you're listening to this in real time, then go over to Instagram and have a look at my stories and I will actually show you the famous picture, my calendar colour palette. You may actually want to steal it as your colour palette too. So yeah, as I said, these pops of colour actually give life to a room. So say you've decorated your room and you've used pink, terracotta and teal and no mustard whatsoever, but then you just put one thing in, like the plant pot in my picture, in mustard, and the room next door, all your walls are painted in mustard. Oh, this is just getting me excited just thinking about it. How fabulous does that sound? This is why pops give me life and light me up. I hope you're as excited about this as I am, because if you do love interior design and home decor as much as me, then hopefully you are. I mean, pops of colour is what life's all about, isn't it? If you've ever seen any pictures of me, you'll know I love a really bright coloured lipstick. My favourite is a bright pink, and then I've also got a bright coral as well, which I love to wear, and a bright purpley pinky colour I wear in the winter. This is meant to be a home decor podcast, and I'm talking about lipstick. Like, I went to my cousin's wedding a week or so back, maybe a month or so back by the time this podcast airs. But my outfit, I had a light grey dress. Oh, that sounds terrible for me, doesn't it? Light grey. Don't worry. Hang with me. I had a light grey dress and some luminous yellow pops of colour on it, and also some sage green and then black. But, and here's the thing, even though I had bright yellow shoes and handbag, I wore a pop of pink lipstick and pink nail varnish. Now, to me, that just brought everything to life. So this is what I mean when it comes to pops of colour. You need them in your home decor. So last but not least, let's move on to tip number 5, and that is to have one main colour that runs through your whole home. Mine, I would say, is pink. I think any room that you're going into my house is pink. And as I said before, you don't need to use the whole of your colour palette in every room, but I think you do need to use one prominent colour that you do use in every room. I mean, you don't have to use it prominently in every room. You could have the majority of the room, for example, in pink in one room and then just pops of pink in another room. But even if it's just a picture or a rug or maybe something bigger, some furniture, a sofa or whatever, but just make sure that you do have one colour at least running through the whole of your home. And this will just tie everything up together in a bow beautifully and will look aesthetically pleasing as you roam through your gorgeous home. Now let's just summarise and go over those tips again quickly for you. Tip number 1, don't decorate each room in one individual colour. Tip number 2, don't decorate each room with equal amounts of each colour. Tip number 3, use colour palette combinations in different amounts in each room. This will make it exciting. Tip number 4, add pops of colour. This will make it even more exciting. And tip number 5, have one main colour that runs throughout your whole home. So before you run off and start adorning your home in your amazing colour palette, I would really appreciate it if you would leave a review for me on this podcast. This will help other people who are looking to get daring with their home decor to help find this podcast so I can help them too. Also, any questions that you've got about this episode, come on over to the Facebook group and ask me. I will be there ready and waiting to answer all your questions. And as I've said before, don't forget to come on over to Instagram and DM me and let me know the kind of things that you'd like me to cover in this podcast. And I look forward to you joining me for the next episode of Daring Home Decor. One last thing before you grab that paintbrush. If you've been struck with inspiration from the show today, I'd be triple grateful if you'd follow me and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. This will help my podcast grow and reach out to more of us fab creatives. You can also see my home in all its glory over on Instagram, where I'm at Caradice Interiors. And don't forget to put a link to this show in your stories to share with all your quirky besties. See you next time, lovely!